Hello and welcome to the Journalism.co.uk podcast. I'm Adelina Chobanu and today we'll be looking at how publishers have been using Snapchat Discover and what's next for them as the platform expands. Snapchat has been regularly making the headlines in recent months, and many have predicted that 2016 US election will be heavily covered on the platform. Snapchat began investing more in editorial at the end of January, when it launched Snapchat Discover as a new feature that allowed selected publishers, including Sky News, Vice News, Daily Mail, and CNN, to rethink the way they tell stories for mobile audiences. Now Snapchat is expanding Discover. Three new outlets, including Mashable and BuzzFeed, joined last week, and the platform is now challenging Facebook after reportedly reaching 4 billion video views per day. So what's next for publishers on the platform? At Sky News, the Snapchat Discover experience has been a positive one in the last 7 months, and senior producer Alan Strange said it has helped the team rethink the way in which they structure and tell stories.
The great thing about this platform is that we can choose effectively the way we want to tell a story and how much of it we want to tell people. So for example, we might just, in the top snaps, we might just want to show each of those are 10 seconds. We might just want to show a 10-second clip that's just a great piece of video that doesn't need that much explanation or context or depth. It's just a great piece of video, and that's enough. You don't need to add depth to it. In other instances, the top snap might be a way for us to say there's a bit more to this story than meets the eye, and we want to look at some of the other issues around it. So that's then when we can use the drop down, the longer form article or longer form video, to dive into the story a little bit more. And we can also be creative in how we work within the drop down. So you're taking some of the lessons we've learned from our website with galleries, with lists, with long form articles, with authored pieces. Also with our mobile visual storytelling teams, we can take lessons from there with how we produce videos that people might find interesting and so on. It's a case of anything goes. There is no set style. We don't have big single brand or identity that we need to stick to. It's a case of what gets in on its merit. What story do we want to play around with? What do we need to play absolutely straight and tell people what's happening? So it does offer up an awful lot more of a possibility to an editor, an editorial person, because they can play around with the story a little bit and see which angle and which way they want to tell it.
Snapchat Discover is an important part of the overall experience Sky News is trying to give to its audience. According to Strange, journalists and editors decide which story is better suited on a platform according to their instincts. But the good thing about Snapchat Discover is that it doesn't have a set format. So often, even a good piece of video can be enough to get the message across.
We've got a few interesting types of things in there, like tap, write, and share. So we have a newsy or an interesting photograph each day, and we allow users to put a caption onto it and send it to their friends. That's always popular because it's interactivity. It allows you to get involved. As the strap says on that particular snap, news can be fun. You know, we want people to get involved and to feel like they can join in that particular conversation so they can share with their friends those particular stories, and that's popular. Context depth, you know, it's not enough just to say that a bomb has gone off somewhere. Things that prove popular is, well, why does this happen? What's behind that story? They're always popular. Phenomenal video. Just video will always win. If you've got a great piece of video on whichever platform you're on, a great piece of video will make you stop and look. So that's always something that we factor in. And quite often, it can just be a great piece of video that helps illustrate quite a dull story. The platform really is, that's one of the strengths of this platform. Because it's got vertical video, it's quite compelling because it fills your screen. When you look at your phone, you don't have to turn it or rotate it. It fills the entire screen. So it allows you to play and manipulate video in a very interesting way that you wouldn't get on traditional platforms. So they always work well. Great video, depth of journalism, you know, depth behind the story, they will always work.
Snapchat is also an additional revenue stream for publishers due to its opportunity for advertising. but measuring engagement on the platform can be tricky. Looking at what content gets shared more or how long people spend on stories can be useful, but Strange said it ultimately boils down to experimenting with topics and formats, such as the UK general election earlier this summer.
One of the successes of this platform is that it allows us to do things that our existing platforms and apps can't do, which is to be very, very specific. This is a UK audience that we're communicating with. So this audience, we can be very specific with it. This was a big election. It married very well into our other project, Engage Young People, Stand Up Be Counted. There was a bit of crossover with that, but also, you know, during debates and the election night, we had an election special, which a lot of people looked at the next morning. We had the correspondents filming bespoke stories for it. So it's played really, really well. But what you can't do is you can't take over the entire thing and assume that this audience wants just politics, just that big story of the night. You've got to balance that with there are other things going on. And that's what we did very well at striking that balance. And we did use it. And I'll give you one example of how we use Snapchat Discover to communicate directly a particular story. During the Queen's speech, we focused quite heavily on the announcement of the Snippers Charter, as it's called. And that was an incredibly popular snap because people were really interested in that particular subject because it related to them. It was who might look at their emails, who might read their texts. And the way we treated that was really successful, and it meant that the audience got an understanding of the Queen's speech, but they could get all the other information elsewhere, but this one particular angle they were really interested in. So it's just a way of, you know, it's using your editorial skills to tease out a line and make it relevant to that audience. You can't get wedded to data. Data is just there to help. It can help inform the kind of stories you might want to tell, but it doesn't preclude those that don't do well. You would imagine a younger audience wouldn't be that interested in politics, but we do politics. Younger people might not be, we assume young people might not be interested in foreign news, but you know, that doesn't mean to say that we don't do it. We're a news provider, and on Snapchat Discover, our primary role is to make sure that we are a source of news and information. So we don't get too wedded into data and what people look at. It's just pleasing when you see something that's done really, really well. Rather than, okay, that means we've got to do every story in that way.
On the platform, publishers can be creative and showcase original content that can now be seen by a larger audience, after Snapchat brought its Discover feature to the app's Stories page. At Sky News, this move resulted in a 219% overnight increase in traffic, and Strange believes there is still room to grow.
For me, as someone who's worked in this industry for a while, the most pleasing thing and the most positive thing was that it can be fun. Our producers in the newsroom, that we have a queue of people who now want to come and work on the platform because creating these stories and working with graphics and video and working with the correspondents, it's such a refreshing change from what we would normally do, which is, you know, it's live television or working on other platforms is quite labor intensive. It's tough. It's a very specific thing, and it's quite difficult to break out of that mold. This was a completely new and refreshing, fun, dynamic platform that people could get their teeth into. So just in terms of our production skills and infusing newsroom journalists and production staff and technical staff, I mean, they're really bought into it and everybody wants to be a part of it. And that's a really important thing because, you know, it's important to love what you do. And I think Snapchat's one of those platforms that really encourages people to be creative, to think carefully about how they're going to tell the story in 10 seconds and then how they're going to reinforce it with a drop-down article or a gallery. And so it really takes in a lot of existing disciplines and makes you think a little bit differently about it. So that's been a really, really positive thing. We want to get our stories to where the new audiences live. And in this day and age, that's social platforms and mobile phones. You know, in this instance, we're using these social platforms to publish original content directly onto. We're not trying to push people back to our other platforms. That's not the purpose of Discover. Discover is somewhere where we publish original content to. It's creating bespoke content that goes to an audience who we feel that we're beginning to understand a little bit better. That is effectively the strategy.
Mashable began publishing on Snapchat Discover last week, and Jeff Petriello, Director of Creative Development and Head of Mashable Collective, said joining the platform is a great mobile-first way of telling stories beyond the website.
Mashable is really a source of media for the digital generation. And as much as we love our website, we love our Facebook, we love our Snapchat Discover channel, taking a single focus on any of those, in my opinion, at this time in the state of media, would be to miss a huge opportunity. And I think it's really important for us, and Snapchat Discover is a huge element of this, to concentrate on distributed platforms as well as our own site for really communicating both what our brand's about and the stories that we feel are important for our audience to know.
He said Mashable will aim to publish a minimum of 14 stories a day on Discover as a collaborative effort between the editorial and marketing department, which started before joining the platform.
We begin every day by having a little regroup after a main editorial meeting in the morning that was happening before Snapchat Discover and will happen hopefully forever. But after that meeting, we sit down and we go over the stories that we think might be good from that day for tomorrow's edition. And we begin working on any that, you know, we want to move forward with after that meeting. If we have sort of like evergreen content or content that's not necessarily tied to, you know, the news of the day, a lot of that we'll, you know, be working on in advance. So we can pop that stuff in as well to supplement that sort of story count. And it's also important to remember that there are elements of Snapchat Discover that aren't story-based, like the interactive pieces that, you know, we intend for our audience, hopefully to share with their friends. A lot of those we can do in advance or not tied to, you know, the news of the day as well. So that helps sort of buffer that amount. In many ways, the content in its most fundamental form are things that we've already been doing. We have a really talented art department. The Mashable Collective has been doing animations and design work for platforms like Vine and Instagram and even Snapchat Stories before we launched on Discover. So sort of the groundwork was there skill-wise, but specifically, you know, creating things in a 9:16 aspect ratio, being aware of different phone crops and things like that, those sorts of specifics. Yeah, we definitely spent a lot of time, you know, making sure we had them down pat and sort of fitting those skills into this new space.
Some of Mashable's most successful stories recently have focused on interactive storytelling, and Petriello believes these elements can easily translate to Discover. Raka, an inside story, is a long-form piece that used animation and user-generated content to tell the story of a Syrian man whose life changed when ISIS took over his city, and it was developed by journalists together with the Mashable Collective team.
We really used the relationships we built together between our teams and between those departments to really fuel the processes that we now have in place for Snapchat Discover, and those two pieces played a huge role in establishing that. So that sort of collaboration, thinking about, we have, you know, working with great journalists who say, I have a message, I have a story that needs to be told, and I want to tell it in a visual way, and being able to pair them with people who specialize and are passionate about doing just that, in my opinion, that creates beautiful storytelling. And that's really what we're hoping to do more of. And Snapchat Discover has opened a huge door for that amount of creativity in journalism.
Snapchat Discover gives publishers an opportunity to delve into the still challenging aspect of vertical video on mobile and pair it with other interactive elements to create a cohesive multimedia story that will hook the audience.
I think video is definitely one of the most engaging parts of Snapchat Discover. There's a lot of brands out there and publishers on the platform already who are, you know, most of their content is video on there. I think the vertical experience is extremely convenient for mobile viewers, and I really see that building traction as we move forward with all of these applications and ways to consume media. So I think brands and publishers that take advantage of that innovation and really, sort of make it as easy and engaging for audiences to see their content will find success. For us, we, you know, personally speaking at Mashable, we like to think of it as a multimedia product. So video definitely plays a very large role in that, but we're also talking about, okay, well, we have raw video here. What animator, what motion graphic designer can we pair with a video editor to really bring this piece to the next level? How can we make this video communicable to people who might not be listening on headphones? You know, it's really opened up a new door to so many creative collaborations that there really wasn't a place for necessarily at this sort of level of exposure.
Because Discover doesn't have an algorithm for determining which stories people see or are more likely to interact with, it takes some of the pressure off the editorial team and gives them more freedom with the topics they approach.
Obviously, there's a lot of factors that play in here in terms of success. There's success from a story perspective, which to me, Snapchat Discover is an incredibly liberating platform in that regard, because shares and likes aren't public or a measure of success, or don't affect an algorithm that will make it appear in your audience's feed more or less. It's really freeing from an editorial standpoint. We're able and willing to pursue stories that we really want to tell. Not that we don't do that on other platforms, but there's not sort of like an algorithm game that you have to play to make sure people actually see them. So from that standpoint, it's really liberating. There's also the business aspect of this. So advertising is a really, you know, important and exciting opportunity for this platform. And, you know, making sure we make content that not only our audience enjoys, but advertisers are proud to be around is obviously, you know, important to us. The feedback so far has been overwhelmingly positive, which has been incredibly encouraging. Both on Twitter and with our own sort of Snapchat organic account, we've really seen a lot of positive comments. People are excited to see us on the platform. They like seeing what we're doing on there, and we couldn't be more happy to hear that. Honestly, I feel like we're going to reach a breaking point pretty soon when mainstream audience and media consumers realize that Snapchat Discover is literally, just from a product perspective, one of the most exciting and interesting places to consume media.
You've been listening to a journalism.co.uk podcast.